Documents obtained by Vermont Public Radio show frequent contacts between top executives of Green Mountain Power and members of the Public Utility Commission. The PUC acts as the judge in utility cases and controls both GMP's profits and rates. As VPR's John Dillon reports, the emails and text messages between GMP officials and the PUC members do not violate the commission's rules because they don't involve discussions of pending cases under review. But advocates who have challenged the utility say the communications are disturbing because they demonstrate a level of access and familiarity between the regulators and the biggest company they oversee.
Most of the messages between GMP and the PUC commissioners read like this one, sent a few days after a powerful rain and windstorm hit the state, causing widespread power outages. Quote, "I am pleased to report that we are on track to wrap up restorations today." But in emails and text messages that VPR requested under public records law, there was also this. GMP's Vice President for Stakeholder Relations, Robert Dostis, sometimes reaches out to Commission member Margaret Cheney on her personal email. Both are former legislators who served together. Dostis also helped PUC member Sarah Hoffman, at her request, prepare a presentation on electric rate design for a conference earlier this year in Costa Rica. The emails sometimes have a chatty, familiar tone, like an email thread from this past August. GMP Vice President Brian Otley offers to help PUC Chairman Anthony Roisman find a suitable electric vehicle to buy. The GMP exec says he can arrange for several cars to be in Montpelier for Roisman to test drive. Roisman replies, quote, "Thanks for the loan or offer, but it is probably best that I let the dealer provide that."
When I hear about a thing like this, I find it more than discouraging.
Jeffrey Gardner saw a lot of the PUC last summer. He was one of 19 people who challenged a change in ownership involving Green Mountain Power's corporate parent. Enbridge, a large Canadian natural gas and pipeline company, wanted to boost its ownership stake in GMP's Canadian owner. The PUC reviewed the change.
Frankly, I would never dream of contacting any of those in a friendly way, let alone make what could only seem to whoever knew about it a generous offer. I mean, it would kind of be like arranging for my granddaughter to mow a judge's lawn when that judge is deciding whether to suspend my driver's license.
Last summer, Gardner's ad hoc group of climate change activists had tried to broaden the case by bringing GMP into it. Gardner's lawyer had deposed GMP's Otley, and the activists' motion to place conditions on the deal involving GMP was pending at the PUC at the time of Otley's loaner offer to Roisman.
I then learn that within a month of Brian Otley, vice president of GMP, has been sending friendly email messages to Tony Roisman and offering him favors, I mean, to test drive an employee's car. I mean, this is outrageous behavior.
PUC Chair Anthony Roisman says he first broached the electric vehicle issue with GMP's Brian Otley by asking him about his experience driving an electric Nissan Leaf at the close of a PUC workshop on EVs. The chairman says he's been looking for an electric car that could handle his long commute from Wethersfield to Montpelier.
He did not initiate that. I did. Maybe I shouldn't have, but I'm trying to get information, and it's not so easy.
Otley, in his email, describes the pros and cons of several models and ends up highly recommending the Tesla Model 3, a $50,000 vehicle. Otley says he could arrange for a Tesla or other EV models for Roisman to try out. Roisman says Otley's offer was easy to refuse under the commission's rules.
If I go out to get a cup of coffee and somebody says, "Here, I'll pay for it, I need a cup of coffee," we apply the rule. It's much easier to apply it strictly. So nothing of value can be given to a commissioner by anybody who might conceivably be a party in front of us or who is subject to our regulation.
The commission also has rules restricting what are called ex parte communication, discussions about a case that take place outside the hearing room when other parties in the case are not involved. PUC Chair Anthony Roisman says the emails or texts between GMP and the PUC did not cross this line. And he says the one time GMP did send something that touched on a contested case under PUC review, The PUC disclosed it publicly on its website.
A violation would occur if there had been a communication with us that was not sort of made public. Nothing like that has happened.
GMP spokeswoman Kristen Kelly says the company executives were just doing their job by keeping the regulators informed about power outages and trends in the industry. And that includes, she says, Brian Ottley's offer of the electric vehicles.
Mr. Voiceman asked Brian about that. He responded, and Brian offered to let him test drive some vehicles, which is something that we do for any customer, and we've done it multiple times.
VPR also asked the PUC for contacts between two other electric utilities and individual commissioners. The Washington Electric Co-op sends the commission its quarterly newsletter, but other than that, there was no direct outreach to the PUC from the smaller utilities.
If another utility has fewer communications than we do, that wouldn't be overly surprising. We have about 10 times as many customers as other utilities.
That's not how Filene Taramina, who worked on utility cases for AARP, sees it. She says the level of familiarity between the regulators and the state's largest utility is disturbing.
If this may be a legal email, but it is shocking in its chattiness and its discussion of a workshop that GMP obviously had just participated in, and then offering a loaner Tesla to try out if the commissioner would like. I mean, the PUC has the sole responsibility to regulate Green Mountain Power. This is a back-channel communication that is really dangerous.
Every state has a group that regulates utilities, and Kevin Jones, director of Vermont Law School's Energy and Environment Institute, says power companies now have greater influence with regulators and lawmakers in Vermont and around the country.
That is troublesome because the goal of these entities should not be to balance, you know, the special interests. It should be to work in the public interest, and I think that's a challenge given the access that the utilities have to regulatory and legislative leaders.
Jones says Vermont actually has stronger rules than some states to limit ex parte communications between regulators and utilities, but he says the overall impression of the emails between GMP and the PUC is that the utility enjoys greater access to the commission than the public at large. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.